On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers and sisters or your relatives or rich neighbors in case they might invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Luke, the storyteller, and only Luke, gives us three times that Jesus eats with Pharisees. And there's controversy at each of these meals. In chapter 7, a woman washes the feet of Jesus and anoints him with oil. That's controversy, but the real controversy came because Jesus forgave her sins. That story ended with the question, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And then in chapter 11, it gets worse. Jesus hadn't followed the ancient ritual of hand washing. And he teaches there the importance of internal cleanliness, calling the Pharisees out on their greed and their wickedness, their neglecting justice, their neglecting the love of God. And that story ends like this. The Pharisees became hostile to him. They began to interrogate him about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say. And today we come to the third meal with the Pharisees in chapter 14, the third and final time that Jesus eats with the Pharisees. And Luke says that they were watching Jesus closely. This meal is on the Sabbath. Jesus had just cured two very sick people, a man and a woman, on the Sabbath. Healing on the Sabbath was controversial for the Pharisees. The Pharisees weren't watching Jesus closely to see one who might set a good example for them. They weren't watching him closely to receive his wisdom. They weren't watching him closely so that they could better understand the love of God. And notice this, Jesus was not invited to this meal out of love. And then Luke tells us that Jesus noticed their behavior. In other words, Jesus was also watching them. They were watching Jesus, but Jesus was watching them. Now, this story is really not about table manners. Might seem that way, but it's really about much more. Jesus is teaching today about the kingdom of God. The behavior that Jesus noticed and that he was watching was not kingdom of God behavior. At this meal, people sought the best places, places of honor. They're all rich and wealthy and famous. And Jesus is saying, this meal right here is all about pride and privilege. This meal that Jesus was at, he's saying, is all about excluding the less fortunate. And Jesus is telling them, this is not the way that the kingdom of God works. Now, if I were to write this scene for theater or a film, I would have Jesus stand up at the meal with a seating chart. And he would say, this is the seating chart for this meal today, and it's terrible. And then Jesus, to be dramatic, would rip that seating chart up and throw it on the floor. And then Jesus would take out a scroll and he'd open it up and saying, this is the invitation list for today. It's terrible. It's not God's way. This is not who God invites. And then Jesus would open the scroll. He wouldn't tear it up. He would open the scroll and expand it to include the names of the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Yes, you are all invited, but so are all of these. And the scroll would open up, and Jesus would say, all of God's children, everyone is on the invitation list of the kingdom of God. Today's scene really doesn't end well for Jesus. Later on in chapter 20, we have a follow-up of this reading. In very similar language, Luke tells us in chapter 20 that the religious leaders continued to watch him. Same language. They continued to watch him, but they did more. They sent out spies, Luke tells us, who pretended to be honest. They sent out spies to trap him. They sent out spies to get him arrested. When the Pharisees watched Jesus closely, they didn't learn what they ought to have learned. Now, we as disciples are also called to watch Jesus closely. So what might we learn today? First of all, we watch Jesus closely to seek his wisdom and to follow his example and to know and experience the love of God through him. And so we watch Jesus closely. And when we watch Jesus closely and listen to his words, we learn to be forgiving and loving. We learn to be generous and kind. We learn to include all God's children, not just those who are like us, not just those who can give us a reward or we can benefit from. As disciples, we're the body of Christ in the world. And as the church, we're Christ to the world. And trust me, people are watching us. People are watching how Christians behave. People are watching to see if God's love flows through us. People are watching to see the love of God in our daily lives. People are watching to see if the peace of Christ is within us. People are watching. But we don't act this way and behave this way We don't imitate Jesus for show. We don't do this for recognition. Jesus makes that very clear in today's story. As disciples, we are called to see life the way Jesus sees life. And so we embrace a torn up seating chart. We embrace an invitation list that includes everybody. Now, according to Jesus, when we live this way, we are repaid at the resurrection. Now, I promise you that Jesus does not mean that this repayment will be a higher place in the seating chart of heaven. He's already torn up the seating chart. There is no seating chart in heaven. So what is this reward that Jesus talks about? The reward of the resurrection is belonging to a kingdom where all people are equal. I like to offer a prayer and blessing. The reward of the resurrection is belonging to a kingdom where all people are equal, where all people are loved, where all people sit together at the heavenly banquet as equals. The reward is living in eternity where there's no privilege, there's no hatred of others. Our reward is experiencing the lowly being lifted up. And we receive this reward through the suffering and death of Jesus on a cross, who humbled himself to death. Religious rules won't save us. Following good table manners certainly won't save us. Our personal generosity won't save us. The cross of Christ and his resurrection is what saves us. The cross of Christ and his resurrection is what brings us to that heavenly, eternal, forever banquet. And there's nothing more wonderful, nothing more wonderful than that heavenly banquet. And Jesus wants to give this banquet to us as a gift. He wants us to rip up the world's seating chart. He wants us to expand our invitation list to include everyone, to include all God's children. A seminary professor, Joy Moore, tells of a time that she was on her way to an evening worship service. And she came out of a fast food restaurant on the way with a full bag of food. And she saw a homeless man looking for food in the dumpster there. She went up to him to offer him some of her food. Actually, she ended up giving him the whole bag. She says that her reward was not the satisfaction of giving food. Her reward was not in doing a good deed. Her reward was being with a lowly man who had been lifted up and given some life, given the love of God. This is what disciples of Jesus do. We watch Jesus closely. We live according to his ways. We lift the lowly, and we forgive, and we care, and we pray, and we're generous, and we're loving. And at the last, Jesus will return and lift us up to join the heavenly eternal banquet. And unlike the Pharisees in today's story, Jesus invites us to this banquet
out of love for us. Let us pray. Think for a moment about those in your life and in the world who are lowly or hurting, suffering, or hungry, on the way to the hospital. Think of those who are being bullied or abused. Bring to mind those who are sick, those who are injured. And with them and for them, let us feel the love of God. And let us hear the voice of God. You are all invited to my eternal banquet of love.